The Ironman Triathlon Swim is a 2.4-mile open water event that tests endurance, technique, and mental resilience. Because it is the first leg of the race, a strong swim can set the tone for the bike and run, while a poor swim can drain energy and hurt overall performance. The focus is helping athletes improve their Ironman swim through open water skills, endurance training, stroke efficiency, and race day execution. Open water swimming requires specific techniques that are not needed in the pool. Sighting is essential because there are no lane lines. Swimmers should lift their eyes just above the surface, often called crocodile eyes, and time the motion with the stroke to avoid disrupting body position. Beginners should practice sighting every 3 strokes, while experienced swimmers may sight every 5 to 7 strokes. Pool drills such as the Tarzan drill, swimming with the head out of the water, can build the strength and comfort needed for effective sighting. Drafting is another important open water strategy. Swimming behind or beside another swimmer can reduce resistance and save energy. The most effective position is directly behind the lead swimmer's feet, following the bubble trail, while staying 1 to 2 feet away to avoid interfering with their kick. Drafting works best when following a slightly faster swimmer, allowing the athlete to maintain a strong pace with less effort. Waves and currents also require adaptation. In waves, swimmers should sight at the crest for better visibility and use a higher arm recovery to clear small waves. In choppy water, a faster stroke tempo with shorter strokes can help maintain balance. Bilateral breathing is useful because it allows swimmers to breathe away from incoming waves. In currents, especially in river swims, swimmers should be aware that the middle of the river often has the strongest flow. Swimming closer to the shore can reduce the effect, and if caught in a strong current, angling diagonally toward the shore is more effective than fighting it directly. Building endurance is central to Ironman swim success. A progressive training plan is recommended, using a method similar to progressive overload. A common structure is to increase weekly swim volume by about 5% for 3 weeks, then take a recovery week at a lower volume. This cycle can repeat, with each new cycle starting at a slightly higher base. This gradual approach helps reduce injury risk while building stamina. Interval training is another key tool. It improves cardiovascular fitness, stamina, and the ability to maintain a strong pace over long distances. A sample workout includes 10 by 100 meters with short rest, starting at about 85% effort and gradually increasing to higher intensity. The goal is to develop the ability to sustain effort without burning out early. Mental toughness is equally important. The swim can be physically and psychologically demanding, so athletes should train their minds as well as their bodies. Useful strategies include visualization, positive self-talk, mindfulness, and breaking the swim into smaller segments. Practicing these techniques during long training swims helps athletes stay focused and motivated when fatigue sets in. Stroke efficiency is critical for conserving energy and improving speed. Proper body position should be horizontal, with the head, hips, and feet aligned near the surface. The gaze should be downward, with the water line crossing the middle of the forehead. Lifting the head too high can sink the legs and increase drag. Drills such as the Superman drill and belly to the wall drill can help athletes develop better alignment and balance. Arm and leg coordination also matters. Swimmers should maintain a front quadrant position, keeping at least one arm extended in front of the head. A high elbow catch increases the surface area used to push against the water. For the kick, many triathletes use a 2-beat or 4-beat kick to conserve energy for the bike and run. The kick should support balance and propulsion without causing excessive fatigue. Breathing technique is another major factor. Athletes should avoid holding their breath underwater and instead practice continuous exhalation when the face is in the water. When breathing, The head should rotate to the side with one goggle remaining in the water to minimize disruption. Bilateral breathing helps maintain balance and provides flexibility in open water. Drills such as the YMCA drill can help integrate breathing smoothly into the stroke. Race day preparation is essential. Athletes should arrive early and complete a warm-up that includes both land and water work. On land, a 5 to 10 minute light jog or brisk walk can increase circulation, followed by arm swings, dynamic stretches, and possibly stretch cord exercises to prepare the shoulders and arms. In the water, a 10 to 15 minute warm-up, about 20 to 25 minutes before the start, is recommended. This can include 5 minutes of easy swimming, 4 to 6 20-stroke builds to race pace with easy recovery, and practice with sighting and buoy turns. Pacing is one of the most important race day decisions. Swimmers should avoid starting too fast, as early fatigue can ruin the rest of the race. A practical pacing strategy is to divide the swim into 4 sections. Start conservatively and find clear water. Gradually build to race pace in the first half, hold a steady pace in the second half, and increase effort slightly in the final stretch if feeling strong. Stroke rate can be used as a guide to effort, helping athletes maintain a consistent cadence. Transitioning to the bike leg should be practiced and efficient. As the swim exit approaches, athletes should prepare mentally. Key steps include removing goggles and placing them on the head, unzipping the wetsuit while jogging to transition, locating the bike using pre-race visual markers, removing the wetsuit efficiently, putting on the helmet before touching the bike, and running to the mount line. A smooth transition can save time and set the tone for the bike leg. There are also practical questions worth covering. To improve swimming for Ironman, athletes should use intervals of 150 to 400 meters, making up about 90% of a session, while also training endurance to match the long swim. The front crawl or freestyle is the most common and efficient stroke for Ironman, but the goal is not raw speed. It is efficient swimming that conserves energy. Typical middle tier paces are around 2:02 per 100 meters for full Ironman males and 2:06 per 100 meters for 70.3 males, while females average about 2:09 per 100 meters for full Ironman and 2:12 per 100 meters for 70.3. To increase speed, athletes can structure training around a key threshold session, a technique session, and an endurance session with longer reps of 800 meters or more. On race day, slower swimmers should start calmly and avoid being caught at the front, where faster swimmers may create chaos. Sighting should be practiced, and athletes should remember that a wetsuit provides buoyancy. New gear should be avoided on race day to prevent discomfort, and the focus should remain on steady execution rather than panic. The critical takeaway is that Ironman swim success depends on a balanced approach. Open water skills, progressive endurance training, efficient stroke mechanics, mental preparation, and rehearsed race day execution. Athletes who train consistently and strategically are more likely to swim confidently, conserve energy, and perform well across the entire Ironman.